all this conversations with her convey, all of the husband's conversations with her convey a desire to understand her, but not to change her. 3, he meets her need for honesty and openness by looking her in the eye and telling her what he really thinks. Yeah. You know, I read that and I immediately tried it. I think sensitivity would be a good word here. Now, ladies, you have to understand, I really don't think he's going here, but just as an aside, you know, to ask your husband, honey, do you think I really need to wear makeup? I don't think that's probably a very good question to put to someone who loves you dearly, right? Honey, does this outfit make me look fat? Ladies, I mean, really, if you think about it, how do you answer that question, right? Yeah. No, I really think, although those are true statements, I do think what he's talking about here is that the husband is to explain his plans and actions clearly and completely because he regards himself as accountable to his wife. That's what Harley's talking about there. He wants her to trust him and feel secure in their relationship. Does that make any sense at all? You need to, in other words, lay out what you see being the vision for your household. Be honest with your wife, guys, in that regard. 4, the husband meets her need for financial support by firmly shouldering the responsibility to house, feed, and clothe his family. You know, in today's society, I thought this seemed a little antiquated. He doesn't need to himself ways to increase his earnings by upgrading his skills. He sits down with his wife, determines how to make better decisions about how they spend their money, things like that. 5, he meets her need for family commitment by putting his family first. In other words, guys, it means you need to commit your time and energy to the moral and intellectual development of the children. For example, read to them. Engage with them in sports. Take them camping and other outings like that. He doesn't play that game of, oh, honey, I'm so busy at work this week, I just don't have time for you and the kids. All right? That destroys a lot of relationships. Harley believes that whenever a wife finds a husband who exhibits all 5 of these qualities, she will find him irresistible. But a note of caution, he says, if the husband exhibits only 4 of them, she will experience a void that will nag persistently and incessantly for fulfillment. Just a comment, he says. All right, the irresistible woman. Any wife makes herself irresistible to her husband by learning to meet his 5 basic needs. Now, you guys, if you look through your notes, you'll see one thing is missing from that list. Guys, probably snap to it right like that. Women may be having a hard time with wondering what I'm talking about. But it is the number 1 in the man's list. She meets his need for sexual fulfillment by becoming an excellent sexual partner for him. That's the number 1 felt need in a man's life. 2, she meets his need for recreational companionship by developing mutual interests with her husband. She discovers those activities that her husband enjoys at most and tries to become proficient at them. If she enjoys them, do them with your husband. If not, encourage your husband to find someone else to do those activities with them so he can be happy in his life. The point is that she becomes her husband's constant recreational companion so that he repeatedly associates her with the pastimes that he enjoys most. 3, she meets his need for her attractiveness. She keeps herself physically fit with diet and exercise. She wears her hair, makeup, and clothes in a way that her husband finds attractive and tasteful. Her husband is pleased and proud of her in public and in private. 4, she meets his need for domestic support by creating a home that offers him an atmosphere of peace and quiet. Again, This is one I thought might be a little antiquated, but he stands by it.